Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, this is Holly Strand for Stokes Nature Center, located in beautiful Logan Canyon. A few years ago, I was working for World Wildlife Fund in eastern Montana. One night, we were doing a nocturnal survey of the black-footed ferret, the most endangered mammal species in North America. We were counting reintroduced ferrets by riding around in a truck with a large spotlight mounted on top. When a spotlight hit a ferret, we could see the emerald green glow of its eyes as the animal looked back at the light. We'd stop the truck, walk toward the green points, and confirm the presence of a curious ferret for our census count. If the glowing eye color was something other than green, we kept on driving. It was during this nocturnal safari that I learned about animal eyeshine and how it can be used by hunters as well as naturalists in finding target species. Eyeshine occurs when light enters the eye, passes through the rods and cones, strikes a special membrane behind the retina, and is reflected back through the eye to the light source. This special mirror-like membrane, called the tapetum, is not present in the human eye. The light-capturing system allows light to pass through the eye twice, and it is one way a nocturnal animal increases its ability to see. It's the tapetum that causes the eerie glow that we see in a house cat's eyes caught in a light, or when our car headlights surprise a deer or badger. The color of eyeshine varies from species to species. Most owls have red eyeshine. Coyotes, as well as mountain lions, shine greenish gold. Elk and deer vary from silvery white to light silvery green or light silvery yellow. Desert cottontails are red. Tiny pricks of light may signify the presence of wolf spiders or moths. Even certain fish have eyeshine. To see eyeshine in the wild, just take a walk on a relatively dark night and hold a flashlight on top of your head so that you're looking down the beam. Direct the beam at bushes or low vegetation. Chances are you'll see the pink-tinted eyeshine of spiders. Near water, look for the greenish glow of frogs' eyes. Keep the beam directed at the eyeshine and move closer until you can spot its owner. Bigger animals like deer or raccoons will be farther away, so you may want to use binoculars in combination with a light, lining up the field of view with a light beam and then moving the two in unison. Searching for eyeshine is the perfect summer night activity, so grab your flashlight and go out and experience some real Utah nightlife. This is Holly Strand for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.